The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Forrest Ray, Ph.D. Spinraza leads to better swallowing, farther walking. Children with spinal muscular atrophy who started taking Spinraza before symptoms appeared retained their ability to swallow after approximately 4 years, while youngsters with later onset SMA walked farther with less fatigue. These results, from analyses performed on multiple ongoing clinical trials, were presented by Biogen, Spinraza's developer, at the 2021 Virtual SMA Research and Clinical Care Meeting, held online June 9th through 11th. The findings support the continued investigation of a higher dose treatment of the approved therapy, according to Biogen. Intervention with Spinraza can meaningfully impact the trajectory of SMA, and we remain relentless in our aim of improving outcomes for people with SMA. Alfred Sandrock Jr., MD, PhD, head of research and development at Biogen, said in a press release, "The data we are presenting at Cure SMA 21 demonstrate the long-term benefits with Spinraza as individuals age," Sandrock said. Additionally, a new analysis provides further support for the potential for a higher dose of Spinraza to offer even greater improvements in motor function for SMA patients, he said. An analysis of two past studies, the Phase 2 CS3A study and the Phase 3 ENDEAR study, both in people with infantile onset SMA, suggests that a higher dose of Spinraza may lead to meaningful improvements in motor function beyond those seen at the approved 12 mg dose as measured by the CHOP-IN-10 scale. The result of that analysis supports the rationale for the ongoing Phase 2-3 DEVOTE study, which is evaluating the safety and efficacy of a higher dose, 28 mg, of Spinraza in people of all ages with SMA. This three-part study is testing high-dose Spinraza's safety in Part A, which is open-label, and its efficacy in Part B, which is randomized, controlled, and double-blinded. Part C, which is also open-label, will test the safety and efficacy of transitioning patients already on Spinraza to a higher dose. Of note, open-label means both researchers and participants know what therapies the patients are receiving. In the randomized part, patients are selected at random to receive either Spinraza or a placebo, and neither the researchers nor the participants know who is receiving which one. Enrollment in Part B is currently open. Participants in this arm of the trial will receive two 50 mg loading doses 14 days apart, followed by 28 mg maintenance doses at approximately 1, 2, and 6 months. An additional analysis from the ongoing Phase 2 NURTURE study showed that 23 of its 25 participants, who began treatment as presymptomatic infants, held on to their ability to swallow after a median span of 3.8 years. This trial is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of Spinraza, given intrathecally or via the spinal canal every 4 months, in 25 presymptomatic newborns genetically diagnosed with SMA and likely to develop type 1 or 2 disease. Swallowing typically becomes impaired in patients with 2 or 3 copies of the SMN2 gene. That leads to tube feeding and raises a patient's risk of aspiration pneumonia, choking, and failure to thrive. Caregivers of children participating in the NURTURE study consistently reported that their children never or rarely experienced difficulty with drinking liquids, eating solid foods, or feeding in general. Importantly, all of the children with 3 SMN2 copies and 11 of the 15 with 2 SMN2 copies were reported by their caregivers as being fed exclusively by mouth. Earlier results from this study had indicated that Spinraza effectively stops SMA progression if it started before symptoms appear. In fact, a majority of those treated were able to breathe unassisted and to walk with assistance at an average age of 4 years. Finally, an analysis performed using data from the completed Phase 1-2 CS2-12 trial and the ongoing Phase 3 SHINE study indicated that children and teens with later onset SMA improved their walking distance and showed stabilization in fatigue over 5 years of treatment. These data, said Biogen, are consistent with previously reported findings and support the therapy's effectiveness. Sandrock said, quote, "We continue to better understand and explore Spinraza's potential with our new and ongoing global clinical studies."
Coming up next, perspectives for From SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. I hope you've had the opportunity to check out the great community we have in our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. Not only is it a great place to learn, it's a fabulous place to share where members can really relate to each other in a unique way. We've added a couple new categories that I feel emphasize that fact. Our weekly wins section is a space to share weekly highlights and generally positive things. Really, it can be anything from a small accomplishment to something huge going on in your life. Brianna posted she went to a movie the other day, like in an actual theater. To the average person, it might be like, so what? What's the big deal? But in the SMA world, we get it. Here's to many more movies to come, Brianna. Becoming so popular, our Would You Rather game now has its own category. In this forum, we'll post Would You Rather topics. The idea is to have fun questions where you have to choose between two hypothetical situations. Some of these will be SMA related and others won't. It's interesting to see the responses. Our latest questions relate to natural disasters and traveling. If you have a good Would You Rather topic, you're welcome to post it here as well. Of course, we have our usual categories. One of our biggest topics recently is caregivers, specifically how challenging it is to find them right now. We're bouncing around strategies and ad ideas that might help in the quest. If you have suggestions, let us know at smanewstoday.com/forums. I hope to see you there. That's all I have for you today. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.